Welcome to episode 1149 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Today we continue our devotionals based on songs featured in our recent musical, The Disciple Whom Jesus Loves. On the night of his betrayal, as the shadows deepened and the cross loomed near, Jesus gathered with his disciples for a final meal. It was more than a farewell. It was a moment of sacred instruction, a distillation of everything he had taught them over the course of more than 3 years. In an upper room in Jerusalem, Jesus looked into the eyes of those he called my children and spoke words that continue to echo through time, shaping what it means to be his followers.
I will be with you only a little longer. You will look for me, and where I am going, you cannot come.
There must have been confusion and grief in the room, but Jesus didn't leave them in despair. Instead, he gave them a gift, a new commandment that would sustain them in his physical absence.
Love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another.
My children, I will be with you only a little longer. You will look for me, and where I am going, you cannot come. A new commandment I give you, love one another as I have loved you. By this all will know that you are mine, if you love one another. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God, trust also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. I go to prepare a place for you. A new commandment for a new covenant, a new way to live, a new way to love. By this the world will know you are mine, when you love one another. Love that serves, love that gives, love that lays down its life for friends. This is the path. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you had known me, you would know my Father. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. A new commandment. I have loved you. By this all will know you are mine, when you love one another. When you love one another.
This commandment, simple in phrasing yet profound in meaning, became the hallmark of the new covenant Jesus was establishing. It wasn't entirely new in concept. Love had always been at the heart of God's law, but it was new in measure. The standard was no longer to love your neighbor as yourself, but as I have loved you. Jesus was raising the bar. His love had just been demonstrated in the foot washing of his disciples, a love that stoops, that serves, that humbles itself. And within hours, it would be shown in its fullest form on the cross, a love that lays down its life for friends, for enemies, for the unworthy. That love, selfless, sacrificial, unwavering, was now the template for Christian community. In a world that often defines love by emotion or convenience, Jesus redefined it as action. Love that gives. Love that serves. Love that lays down its life. This kind of love is not dependent on whether someone deserves it or reciprocates it. It is not sentimental or shallow. It is a decision to prioritize the good of another, even at personal cost. It is the kind of love that speaks gently when wronged, forgives freely, and welcomes the outsider. And Jesus didn't just teach it. He lived it. He is it. As the disciples tried to absorb the weight of his departure, Jesus followed this command with a word of comfort.
Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. I go to prepare a place for you.
Even in this moment of parting, Jesus turns their attention toward eternal hope. His love not only shapes our present, how we treat one another, it secures our future. There is room in the Father's house for every believer. There is a home being prepared. And even in our waiting, we are not left alone. His love remains among us, through the Spirit, and through one another. This new commandment is not an isolated instruction. It is woven into the very identity of those who follow Christ. It is not our doctrine, our songs, or our buildings that first testify to the world about Jesus. It is our love. This is the evidence. This is the signpost. If the church is to be light in darkness, salt in decay, it will not be because we argue well or grow large. It will be because we love like Jesus. That love is radical. It includes the difficult, forgives the offender, honors the lowly, and embraces the forgotten. It breaks down barriers and builds bridges. It tells the truth, even when it costs, and it stays at the table, even when it's hard. But we must also be honest. Loving like Jesus isn't easy. It wasn't easy for the disciples either. Within hours of receiving this command, they would scatter in fear, deny they ever knew him, and leave him to die alone. And yet Jesus did not revoke the command. He didn't wait for perfect followers to entrust his mission. Instead, he entrusted it to the broken, the weak, the often failing ones, and promised that his Spirit would help them walk it out. That promise is still ours today. This love, this command, is the foundation of a new covenant, a new way to live and to witness. And it is the only way the world will recognize us as truly his.
I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.
He is the door by which we enter the Father's house. He is the truth that reveals the Father's heart. He is the life that overcomes death, and his love is the pattern he has left for us to follow. He didn't tell us simply to agree with him. He told us to imitate him. Love one another, this is not optional. It is not peripheral. It is central. When we love one another, we become living signs of his kingdom, present and active in a fractured world. We become answers to the prayer, "Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven." Because in heaven, love is the air we breathe. In heaven, love is not extraordinary. It is expected. Jesus came to bring that kingdom to earth, and he invites us to live it now. Let us love when it's hard. Let us love when it's costly. Let us love until the watching world sees not just a people who claim to know Jesus, but a people who look like him. Let that love begin today. Let it begin in your home, your church, your workplace. Let it show in your patience, your forgiveness, your hospitality, your advocacy. Let it be a light on the hill, a fragrance of Christ. And when the dark days come, and they will, may it be remembered of you and me. We chose to love. We chose to honor. We followed the new commandment of our crucified and risen King. Father, thank you for the gift of your Son Jesus, who not only loved us to the end, but also showed us what true love looks like. Thank you for giving us a new commandment, not as a burden, but as a blessing. Teach us to love as he loved, not just in word, but in action. Not just when it's easy, but especially when it's hard. Make us bold in love, faithful in witness, and joyful in obedience, until the whole world sees and knows that we are yours. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full. Today.